Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to talk some fantasy football. And to that end, there's nobody who knows more about fantasy football. Does a better job with us talking about that than Matt Camp, Bleacher Report's fantasy football expert, our weekly visit. Matt, how you doing, man? You about ready for another go-around?
Absolutely. You know, it's like halfway through the fantasy regular season.
I know. I'm well aware of that because I'm halfway to a winless season, so I'm counting my bit. But I'm playing Tony this week, so the pressure's on him because
I don't want to be the first one to
No.
He does not
want to
go
down in history and imperfection. But at the same time, Tony can't be the one to take that first ball.
Exactly.
Tony, the pressure is completely on you.
Yeah, I know. I'm almost starting to root for myself to not win a game just to prove that it can
it's
be done.
It's a way better story. It's a way better story than I went 1-14 this year. Nobody cares about that. But you said I pulled off the impossible. I went winless. You can literally beat that.
Yeah, I can maybe do it.
Nowhere to go but up. After
believe
this.
Me, I have a good chance at it. But let's start with the game tonight because I think the Chiefs are kind of an interesting story right now. Obviously, they were a team that you wanted to be riding on all of last season. You wanted every one of their players in your lineup. But now the running back situation is in flux. And Patrick Mahomes still putting up some pretty good numbers, but he's got the ankle injury. Tyreek Hill's coming off an injury. Travis Kelce has been good but not great. Tell me what you think about the Chiefs, especially heading into tonight's game in Denver.
You know, last year, in addition to being just so great, they were very well defined for fantasy. We like that. It was Kareem Hunt, and then it was Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. And those are the guys you started, and you knew that's who was getting the ball, and you know, Watkins here and there, but you knew you could play any of those guys in a given week, expecting top three, top five numbers at their position, and they would give it to you more often than not. You know, this year, if you start with Mahomes, I bring this up all the time, and it's not just Mahomes. These guys get hurt, and they play through it, and people forget about it.
Yeah,
and you can't do that because there's just not enough time. You can say, well, he was listed as questionable and he played through it. Okay, he's listed as questionable again, he plays through it. And I think it's very easy for us and for fantasy people out there that don't have never done it before to go, he's fine. But there's not enough time. For all the great rehab and resources that these guys have, a time is not one of those resources.
Right.
And when you have to get back on the field 5 days later, 6 days later, 4 days later with a Thursday night game this week, you know, it's tough to come back and get all the way back to 100%. And with this ankle injury with Mahomes, with a bye week, whatever it may be, he's still not going to get there. So it's something I think everybody's got to remember. And if it were to get worse in a week or two or this week because it's a short week, it wouldn't be surprising to me. Now, I'm still going to rank the guy in the top two or three every week because a bad week for him is still going to be just as good as anybody else, if not better. But you mentioned the backfield. And McCoy now is taking a back seat. Damien Williams has come back into the mix. And to be fair, this does go against the history of Andy Reid. He typically sticks with one guy. However, McCoy came in, you know, right at the beginning of the regular season. I warned people that Damien Williams has never played a massive role in his career. You had Darrell Williams step in. They're kind of just getting by with whatever they need to, and it's been fine. It's not been great. It's not what it was at Kareem Hunt, but they've done a decent enough job. For us in fantasy, it's an absolute nightmare, and it's a headache. And you know, I could tell you last week I had Sarge McCoy, and he's barely out there. And if this week he was the guy again, I wouldn't be surprised either. You know, Kelsey's fine; I'm not worried there. And if you have Tyreek Hill, you know, you got right back into the flow of things last week. So it's not what it was last year. Can't say I'm surprised by this. The two things I would take away is: look, you're still playing Mahomes every week, but be cognizant of that injury. I think that's one thing to talk about there, and I think the backfield could be something that continues to be a nightmare for us for fantasy and a very fluid situation.
I'm on the same page with you, man. Typically, if there's a guy I have on my roster going into a Thursday night game and he's questionable, even if he ends up playing, I generally don't start him because, as you said, there's just not enough time for the human body to recover from all the car accidents in the previous game. So let me switch teams here. We talked a little about the Chiefs. What about the Rams? Because this is an offense that was as prolific as they came last year. And listen, they've been okay, but certainly not what they have last year. Is there any concern about the offensive side of the football in regards to fantasy based on how they looked last week?
I'm going to say something that's going to depress a lot of people. I think we've seen the best of Todd Gurley already. And I don't think it's going to come back. And I hate to say that, but I can't say I'm surprised either. I have him on none of my teams. Now he's got this thigh, quad, whatever the heck you want to call it, injury. He had, I think the knee issue, look, we talked about you guys preseason. Everything they did, dating back to last year, has pointed to Todd Gurley not being the same guy, Todd Gurley not getting the same kind of workload. I talked about you guys with you guys and basically everybody about this Kawhi Leonard workload, and he played 93% of the snaps 2 weeks ago, and then what happened after that? Well, he can't play last week.
Right.
And I've been telling people, I said, this might be the time, just based on name value, because it's certainly not based on production, might be the time to trade Todd Gurley if you have him. And there's going to be people that will get starry-eyed and see Todd Gurley and go, I'll take him on. I'll weather this injury for a couple of weeks. And let them do that, because injury optimism will get you in trouble far more often than not. And I say that about Alvin Kamara because I'm worried about him right now, but I think especially Todd Gurley. And unfortunately, I'm not worried about, you know, Kamara losing it completely. You know, this is a high ankle sprain. Yeah, I'm going to be aware of it for the next couple of weeks, but I'm not worried about his career. I think Todd Gurley's best part of his career is unfortunately behind him. And you add injuries on, and you got Darrell Henderson, who they drafted in the third round. And,
yeah.
You know, Malcolm Brown's up in the air this week, but we saw he did a good job last week. I think the offense as a whole, forget, you know, Gurley's injuries and issues, I think that's kind of hurt him, that they're just not as good, and Goff isn't as good. I love Cooper Kupp. He's as good as it gets for fantasy this year. He's as consistent as it gets at a high level. I don't know if that can be your best player. I think that's part of it, too. You know, Robert Woods and Cooks are good. It just feels like maybe everybody's caught up to this team a little bit. Maybe everybody's caught up to Goff a little bit. I think not having Todd Gurley at that high level has hurt them a bit as well. I think something that always gets overlooked, although in Cleveland they know all about this right now, the O-line is not very as good. These are all issues that can start to add up. So when they looked invincible for much of last season, then Gurley goes down, Goff doesn't look as good, and then you got some more stuff piling up. I don't think they're that invincible. Oh, my God, I have to have a piece of the Rams like you thought of last year.
Yeah, I had Gurley on my squad earlier, and I've already hoodwinked somebody.
Good move. Moved him like, you're not winless, Tony.
I moved him 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you had to throw that in. You just had to throw that in. Matt Camp is with us from Bleacher Report, talking our fantasy football stuff this week. Matt, there's so many different guys that are making their way back from injuries. You don't have time to detail all of them, the Saquon Barkleys of the world. I know we're a couple of weeks away maybe from Drew Brees, but I am going to ask you the Carolina quarterback situation and even the Saints situation. There's no way Drew Brees and Cam Newton are not playing when they're healthy, right? I mean, even though they're backups have won games and done well.
Drew Brees is playing. Cam Newton, I'm not going to tell you he's going to play. Now, there's a way to look at this, because Cam Newton should have been on the bench, and I don't think Ron Rivera did himself any favors. I don't think that team did themselves any favors. And maybe even Cam. And I get it. Cam wanted to play. He's a gamer. He wants to be out there. But some guys can play through injury. T.Y. Hilton down the stretch last year was barely practicing, putting up wide receiver one numbers. Some guys can't do it. Stephon Diggs always had trouble with that in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Cam's game, and I think he's been kind of wrecked. I think he's damaged goods, and I hope he's not anymore. I mean, the same way we were talking about Todd Gurley, I kind of feel like we may have seen the best of Cam as well. I hope I'm wrong about that. But if you're the Carolina Panthers, you have to decide, is Kyle Allen doing a good enough job that if we're not confident in Cam, we're not going to put Cam back on the field? If Cam's 100%, then, yeah, he should probably be back out there. Now, if he's 100%, and everyone can say he's 100%, and he's still not playing well, then maybe my point about him being, you know, past where he was at is true, and that could very well be the case. I don't think they need to rush Cam back. I think a healthy Kyle Allen has played better than what we saw from an injured Cam. I would like to think, though, that a Cam, or as close to 100% as Cam is going to be at this point in his career, at this point in the season, should be better than Kyle Allen. He absolutely should be. But I think Carolina needs to make sure that he's ready to come back first. And right now, they have the luxury of saying, you know, the Saints are dealing with Breeze's injury at the same time. They've done enough. They could keep winning. The Buccaneers aren't good. The Falcons are an absolute dumpster fire. So I think you can say, if you're the Panthers, we're doing fine. We don't have to mess with this. Now, if Kyle Allen loses a couple games and it's on him, okay, maybe you're making that move to get Cam back in there. But I don't think there should be any rush to get Cam Newton back on the field, because the athletic portion of his game, I say this all the time, he's not a passer that makes his guys better around him. It's never been the best part of his game. He's got a hell of a back there in Christian McCaffrey that can carry the team, and that's happened, obviously, for the last month. But Cam is not a guy who's going to make the receivers around him better. So you want to make sure he can do all the things that make him better than other quarterbacks, running the football, being athletic. You know, he can throw the ball. He can throw it anywhere. But Cam is not a high-percentage passer. He never will be. Yeah. He isn't now. I think you want to get Cam as close to where he feels comfortable, and you have to be honest about that, whether it's him or as a team, and say, is this the Cam that's going to help us win? And if they don't know the answer to that question, you keep Kyle Allen at quarterback.
Matt, I got one more for you before we let you get out of here. Who is the good streaming tight end for this week?
There's none. How's that? There's never any anymore, it feels like. I'll give you two. I'm gonna reach deep. I'll give you one tonight. I like Noah Fant tonight against the Chiefs. I think that's one you take a look at for Denver. I would love Joe Flacco to remember that he loves tight ends. Maybe he could do that tonight. There's two guys I'm looking at. Dawson Knox in Buffalo, an intriguing player. His snaps have gone up each of the last couple of weeks. They came off the bye last week, but his snaps continue to rise. You know, he's far behind Cole Beasley and John Brown in terms of targets, but he's got the Dolphins this week. When in doubt, go after the Dolphins. And then Darren Fells for the Texans, strictly based on the matchup, nothing more than that. He did score, but it's really, if you have any tight ends, I see people get mad about, you know, these lower-end guys. If you have anybody that's worth a damn, they're in your lineup. People were begging for Chris Herndon to come back, and, you know, he gets banged up right away. So if you have anyone of note that's giving you anything close to top 10, top 12, potential even, not even weekly value in that, you hang on to them. The tight end streaming position, again, even though we got guys like Darren Waller and Mark Andrews in the mix, still tough to say I like 10 guys with confidence.
Matt Camp, he has been the voice of reason and the voice of information on fantasy football. It hasn't helped me, but hopefully it has helped the rest of you. Matt, thanks so much for your time, as always. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week and in the next couple of weeks, and I'll try to keep that winless streak going for you.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm just going to say good luck in general, and you guys can interpret that as you will.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.